I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. CMS School Board Chair Mary McCray finally spoke to reporters today regarding the sudden resignation of Superintendent Heath Morrison, but it was to tell them she had nothing to say at this point.
I know that you have many questions at this time, but we are unable to answer those and will be available as soon as we have information of value to share.
WFAE's Lisa Worf joins us now. Lisa, it's been a strange series of events the past couple of days. Is it fair to say that Morrison's stated reasons for resigning have fueled even more questions?
Absolutely. For one, if he's primarily leaving to take care of his mother, why was this so sudden? Why not talk about it or at least show up for work at the office? Also, his contract stipulates that he give the board 90 days notice if he resigns. And then, of course, why are school board members being so tight-lipped about the leader of our school system?
And Lisa, the Charlotte Observer is reporting this afternoon that there may indeed be more to Morrison's decision.
Yes, the Observer is reporting today that there were complaints concerning his conduct, that he created a culture of fear and belittled staff members. The paper reported that the school board's attorney completed an investigation into these complaints, but we don't know the findings of that investigation. And also, we should note that the story was based on anonymous sources.
The school board is meeting on Thursday to discuss Morrison's separation agreement. What should we expect from that?
The discussion will take place in closed session, but the possibility of severance could very well come up. If it is voluntary resignation, Morrison would not be entitled to any severance according to the terms of his contract. County Commissioner Bill James thinks the public should see the personnel file.
It's a little difficult to determine whether someone is entitled to a severance package or benefits package unless you know the particulars of the situation. And the only way you're going to know that is for the public to be aware of what's in the personnel file.
He's interested because CMS makes annual budget requests to the commission.
All right. WFAE's Lisa Worf, thanks a lot.
Thank you.